The Countess Luann de Lesseps, a Real Housewife of New York OG, not to mention the star of her own spinoff show, Luann and Sonia, Welcome to Crappy Lake, model, author, and singer, bringing her cabaret show to Edmonton December 16th, The River Cree. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. Now, have you ever been to Edmonton, or is this your first visit here?
I have not. It is my first time. I'm super excited. You know, my parents are Canadian, so I've been going to Canada for, you know, as a child and growing up, I've been to Canada a lot. So this is the first time in your area, so I'm excited. I've heard great things about Edmonton.
I read online that you've got Indigenous heritage. Were you close with the Indigenous side of your family at all?
Well, you know, my father's mother was half Native American. Yeah, I felt very connected to that part of my history and culture, you know, although in those days it wasn't really celebrated like it should have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They weren't together as a tribe anymore. It was kind of part of the Mi'kmaq Algonquin on the Great Lakes. Something I'm very proud of and something that, you know, my father brought to the picture.
You're a housewife fan favorite, and then the spinoff with Sonia came around. Obviously a different experience. Which form of reality show did you enjoy doing more?
You know, I've been on The Housewives for over 13 years now, and, you know, I love doing the show. But I have to say, I really loved being with Sonia and helping out this town. I guess it goes back to my nursing days. You know, I'm a nurse by training. And small town girls at heart, we are. Our lives have changed, of course, since then, but we really are small town girls at heart. And so for us to go into this town and help and build it back up again and, you know, build a playground for children, do a full-on variety show with the townspeople, help at the dog shelter, help at the motel, which is sold out till next year, that was, for me, a dream job.
There's so much reality television on right now, and when Housewives came out, it kind of broke the mold and defined reality television. What about Housewives specifically makes it lightning in a bottle?
First of all, New York City, I call it our extra housewife. I mean, either you've lived in New York and you dream of coming back, or you've never lived in New York and you dream of going. I think that we as a group in New York, we're real friends, and I think people see that. I think people can relate to us. You know, we've had our ups and downs, just like everybody else, except, you know, we kind of live ours out on reality TV. I think it's highly relatable. I think that when Sex and the City ended and Desperate Housewives kind of ended, then we kind of came into the limelight. And I think it's really that we are highly relatable in terms of our friendships, being real, being moms like everybody else, struggling sometimes, the ups and downs, the teenagers, you know, the careers, and people can relate to that. And I think that's what made it so popular. It's been an incredible ride.
You've sort of moved on from Housewives, although you join in from time to time for specialty seasons, but have you watched any of the girls on New York now, and do you have any advice for them?
Well, listen, I didn't really know any of them. I met Erin at a Broadway show here in New York, and she asked me, she said, you know, what advice do you have for me? And I said, you know, just be yourself, because the camera does not lie, and be the best version of yourself that you can be, because people are going to be looking up to you and looking at you, and try to be honest and, you know, and show up on time. Because you'll get killed for being late, okay? You're going to get killed for being late.
You wrote a book, Class with the Countess, How to Live with Elegance and Flair. What would you say is the biggest class faux pas or the unclassiest behavior that you come across the most?
Huh, the obnoxious chewing of gum, probably. You know, there's chewing gum and then there's chewing gum, you know. And I just can't see. And you know what? You'll even see that people at the Oscars. I mean, they'll pan the audience, and then you got some guy chewing his gum with his mouth open. It's like, you got to be kidding me. This is supposed to be glamorous. Wait, I got another one. You know, people who are on their phones in elevators and public places and transportation, and you're hearing their whole conversation. We don't care what their conversation is. What? You know what I mean? I can't get out of the elevator. Have some respect. You know, for me, manners and class is all about respect for people. That's what prompted me to write the book. And of course, my single, Money Can't Buy You Class, is based on that as well.
Are we going to get to hear that at the cabaret?
Are you kidding me? I think they'd throw tomatoes at me if I didn't sing Money Can't Buy You. You know, my show is a fun ride. It is pop culture meets cabaret meets comedy. People drive in their flatbed Ford, and let me tell you, they drive out in a Rolls Royce. I put on a great show. I've got an incredible director who directed Kristen Chenoweth and Barbara Streisand. I work hard at it, and you're going to see that when you come to the show, Shannon. It's a great show. It is a party. I hope you guys are ready to party up there.
We're so ready. Get your tickets for the Countess Cabaret at the River Cree next weekend. The link is up on our website, ravenradio.ca, as well as a link to the Countess's website so you can merch up this holiday season. Luann, thank you for this.
Thank you so much. I will see you very soon.